All right. Touch the table on some football. We'll get back to business in a few minutes. Don't worry. David Music.
So, yes, in football today here, let's get to it. There's a lot of news out there. But the first question I want to have is somewhat of an overrated, underrated type question. And it's simple. After you saw what the Vikings did, 14 wins gone. Packers, 11 wins gone. The NFC North, is that overrated?
No. Look, that's a really hard division. There were no freebies. Even the Bears were pesky. They just found ways to lose. Winning in the playoffs is really hard. I know you can't say that to people in this town. But no, David, I am not going to call the NFC North overrated.
I may.
Oh, no.
No.
Because Sam Darnold really hurt you.
No, it's not just the Sam Darnold. When you start looking at it, okay, take a step back and imagine like if it were like a conference. It was the Big Ten conference. And you're like, okay, the teams that you beat really turned out to not be that great, turned out to not be that good. So a lot of your wins really weren't those great signature wins you thought that they were. So because the rest of the division turned out to be really nothing, yeah, David, because I thought that at least – one of the teams would make it to the second round. And maybe you would get a final. Like, if you would have got, like, Vikings, Lions, part three, or Packers, Lions, yes. But now, they got embarrassed. And I know the Packers were injured, but the Vikings, no. It is a little bit overrated.
So let's move over to the
Dallas. And it ain't Sam Darnold's fault.
Okay. Let's move over to the Dallas Cowboys and Deion Sanders, because there was a statement last night from Adam Schefter regarding Deion and the Cowboys. So sources, a lot of them are saying that the owner and Jerry Jones and Sanders, they met or they interviewed or they talked to each other. And a quote yesterday came out from Deion Sanders saying, "To hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful." He goes on to say, "I love Jerry and believe in Jerry. After you hang up and process it, think about it, it's intriguing. But I do love Boulder and everything there is about our team, the coaches, our student body, and the community." So then there's that portion of it regarding the Cowboys. But he may not be the only college coach that Jerry Jones is interested in, because ESPN's Dan Graziano is reporting that USC's Lincoln Riley, Texas's Steve Sarkisian, and Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman and Iowa State's Matt Campbell are among the college coaches people around the NFL believe that the Cowboys are interested in.
If I'm Matt Campbell, take the job, because this is your last go-around. This tells me that the Cowboys have no idea what they're doing, because apparently we're just going to go and raid the college rankings. You want to get any of these top coordinators? No. What about Ben Johnson? He's a has-been. Lincoln Riley, that's the guy.
You want to see all the air go out of Rico's balloon? They couldn't get any of those people. That's why they're doing this. That's why the New York Giants didn't fire anybody. The Giants, the Jets, the Cowboys, and I honestly believe the Bears are not serious organizations. So you're right if they could actually get those people. Ben Johnson's not going there for that circus. Ben Johnson's too good for that crap. So you know why? And by the way, Deion, kudos, man. You need to write a book on being a grifter. Can you imagine?
Foreword by Jalen Rashada.
Yeah, I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah, you went 13-12 in 2 years with the top two picks, and one of them emanated from your loins. Well, let me see you reload the roster. Yeah, you really had the team ready to roll in the bowl game. Got blasted by BYU. Yeah, right. Hire him to coach in the NFL. Can't wait to see how those interactions go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell a bunch of NFL players you're bringing your own luggage and it's Louis. Let me know how it goes for you. A D-tackle will pull one of Kenny's wrestling moves.
Yes, they will.
I mean, come on.
And, Mike, you're not far off here, because Troy Aikman said those exact words, saying that the Dallas Cowboys, he was yesterday on Monday Night Countdown, and he spoke about the job, and he says, it's not a coveted job anymore.
No, Giants aren't coveted, Jets aren't coveted, Cowboys aren't coveted, the Bears aren't coveted. Four huge markets, four big-time franchises who are wholly unserious. Yeah,
because in order to coach the Cowboys, you do need somebody who's just young and stupid or desperate, because you're not really coaching the team. You're waiting for the phone to ring for Jerry to say, yeah, play that guy, don't play this guy, do that. You don't get the full autonomy just to go out there and be a coach. And you're right. Ben Johnson is like, no, old man, go up to your little booth, eat your graham crackers, and leave me alone. So, but yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to go into that route, but really, I mean, if I'm Marcus Freeman, I think I got a better gig at Notre Dame. I mean, maybe I can see Lincoln Riley because I think we're about to find out he's a fraud at USC. So if I'm Lincoln Riley, maybe I take off and leave before people realize I'm not that good. Matt Campbell, you just thank God that somebody still remembered your name and your phone number.
And since we're on the subject of not being coveted, well, there was a defensive coordinator in the NFL that wasn't coveted in the NFL last year, went to Michigan, and now he may be coveted again in the NFL.
He's
Wink
back.
Martindale will be interviewing for the Falcons defensive coordinator job today, the Colts job tomorrow, and he's on the radar for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Clown franchise is hiring a clown. Go ahead. I hope you enjoy the Wink experience.
You don't think that he kind of revived his career going to Michigan? He was the reason why Michigan was any good.
Really? Or is it 3 first-round picks? I don't know.
But he was able to coach them?
Listen, you want him, you hire him. I'm sorry, I'll tell you what. Get all bricked up and tell me you want Wink in San Francisco.
You have an opening.
And no, you don't want him.
No, we're looking at other places.
A lot of stumping of your words there, sir.
We're looking at Robert Saleh and bringing him back home to the family.
Uh-huh.
Wink was we'll always see him as a giant, and that makes him the enemy, so sorry.
You can have him. I wouldn't hire him at all. If Lou Anaromo's available, go hire him.
Well, before I get to the Steelers, let's go to the other side of the state of Pennsylvania. Let me give you an update on the Eagles fan that was verbally abusing the Packer fan in front of him.
Awesome.
According to a reporter, the Eagles have identified both fans. That fan is banned from Lincoln Financial Field for the future. The Packers fan will receive gear for her favorite team, and they sent an apology. Now, there's more because they've now found out the company that this guy works at, and there may be issues with his job now.
Well, what?
He's going to get fired.
The employer's looking into some things regarding that guy.
It's one of those now, like, if somebody records you at a grocery store just MFing somebody, and then they call
up. Who the hell MF somebody at a grocery store? You're just trying to buy lettuce.
Okay. This is new to you? Hey, welcome to 2025.
I don't talk to anybody. I just buy lettuce.
No, I'm saying, hypothetically speaking.
I just want those apples
over there. Yeah. No, what happens is, then all of a sudden, social media finds out everything about you, where you live, where you work. They start.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They hit your boss up. Hey, do you know Mike Valeni? And this is what he did. Until finally, Debbie's like, well, I guess we're going to have to get rid of Mike. So that's what's going to happen to this. Yeah, but the thing is, he had a chance to just say, you know what? I'm sorry. He doubled and tripled down. Like, why did you call my girl that name? Well, she is one.
Well, it was just so bizarre. It's like, these are strangers. Your team is winning. Why are you even speaking to strangers?
Because she's wearing Packer gear. And it's like, because what's gone is the ability to just have fun, where I can sit there with David is in his Pittsburgh Steeler gear or in Michigan gear, and we just kind of go back and forth. But in the end, I'm not insulting him and his family. And that's what happened with this guy. So, yes, this is what happens. And you know what? David, he kind of asked for it. He had a chance to just say, you know what? My bad. Sorry. Let me buy you a beer. Nope. He just kept with the insult.
Correct. And she may not be the only one wearing Packer gear because George Pickens may be available. Maybe he can get traded to the Green Bay Packers because, according to a report, he was late for the December 25th game on Christmas. Tomlin has a policy where they have to be there 2 hours before kickoff. He was walking through security an hour before the game. After they had announced the inactives.
David, I don't think any serious franchise would trade for him. Maybe he latches on with a bum-ass franchise like Cleveland or something. But George Pickens is, and shame on him, your daddy played in the NFL. Well, I mean, I can't bring him into a winning locker room.
But see, I think it was because the daddy worked hard to get to the NFL, and he kind of is a little bit entitled. Look, between him and Deontay Johnson, I have no idea what's going on there. These guys are guys I thought would be some big-time receivers, and they are just – nope. Yeah, Pickens, I don't know what's in the water in those three rivers because wide receivers just don't make it in that city, David. Maybe
– they don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but he should be gone before next season. And that is in football today.